Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Afterlife Voicemail System. If you're trying to reach heaven, please press 1. For Yahweh, press 2. For Muhammad, press 3. If you're trying to reach Nirvana, you're going about it all wrong. So we certainly can't help you. If you'd just like to leave a message, wait for the beep.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to The Collective. My name is Joey, and I am your solo host for the evening, as Magenta is out of town. I don't really have a set topic to speak of this week, so it's probably just going to be me rambling incoherently for 30 minutes, unless someone cares to join us. And our guest call-in number is 516-387-1909. And believe me, I am open to any discussion you may have because my mind has been all over the place this week as I dealt with icy weather, flooding, and an asshole of a manager who cares more about a store making money than her employees' lives. So let's see if we can find some insanity to speak of. I hope everyone has been staying safe as the weather's been kind of ridiculous all week. The only thing that I don't think I've actually spoken about it out loud to anyone, the full details. About a week and a half ago, I finally decided to visit the local pagan shop. I've been, you could call it on a spiritual quest or something like that since I was 18. I grew up a Baptist. Southern Baptist, the crazy kind, and I had all the faith in the world until my dad got sick, and I spent years helping take care of him, and I slowly just lost the faith, and here recently, I've been doing a lot of searching, and I always thought that, you know, the Norse traditions, Odin, things like that were what I was meant to follow because I always felt drawn to that. And there was always the reoccurring dream of wolves or being a wolf. And I always kind of pushed the two together. And while speaking to one of the owners of the shop is actually a priest, and I'm not sure what tradition he follows, but we spoke about the wolves and everything, and everything seemed great up until a few nights ago when I had the most vivid dream, and it involved the Egyptian god, and now my mind's going to go Anubis. It wasn't your normal dream or nightmare where you sleep through, wake up, and you're like, wow, that's crazy. It was the kind of nightmare where you scream in your sleep and thrash around like someone is trying to kill you. And if there's anyone out there who can interpret dreams, by all means, call in because I certainly don't know what to make of it. My call-in number is 516-387-1909. And hopefully someone will be calling in soon. I've also had a lot going on in my head for the longest time pertaining to parallel worlds, alternate worlds, other timelines, and every time I make any kind of significant decision in my life, I always wonder if there is another version of me out there somewhere that made the opposite decision. And if you're one of those people that believes that literally every thought that you ever have can manifest itself in some way to where the opposite of that thought occurs, there's an infinite amount of worlds, universes, timelines out there where we're doing pretty much anything you can imagine and more. I mean, if it's really like that, I'm like, I could be part animal in some world who is like the king of South America or something. That would definitely sound like me. Nothing but the strangeness in the weird world. And I definitely would love for someone to call in with any of their paranormal stories. Because oddly enough, since I've started working, all the crazy paranormal events in my life outside of the dream have disappeared. I feel like I'm becoming just another guy with a boring, dead-end job. And I don't want to be like everyone else. I kind of miss the weird occurrences. I say I miss the weird occurrences, but when they are happening, you're always like, what the fuck's going on, you know? Not everyone likes to wake up in the middle of the night and have black shadows standing over them, or have someone leaning down over their face in the bed, and then you completely blank out, and you wake up the next day, and you feel completely drained. This is where if Ash were here, I would just blame it on vampires. Because that's how it goes in our world. Any weird thing happens, it's definitely a vampire. I was hoping for a call in from Ashley's werewolf friend. Because I don't think that I've ever spoken to a werewolf. If I have, I don't realize it. I wanted to hear all about the battle between werewolves and vampires in the Deep South. As a friend of mine said today, that sounds more like something out of True Blood than the real world, but you know, the real world is a very strange place. And when someone mentions the real world, they always want to think that it's the world that we live in and everything we experience on a daily basis. And I'm going to say that's not the real world. The real world is probably a very scary place. I don't think that a lot of the things we see in our daily lives is real. I think that we're conditioned to believe the things that we see, like, on television. And what we see in the news, which is mostly lies, is being force-fed to us. Because we believe everything we're being told. No one dares to argue or put up a fight about anything they say anymore because they're looked down upon and they are treated like fools and crazy people. And that's not right. I always want to be the one to speak up, to scream at the top of my lungs that we need to wake up because it's getting to where life really is like the movie The Matrix. We're plugged into the machine and everyone is as happy as they can be because they don't know any better. I'm not someone who wants all of this to be true, but I'm someone who knows that all of this is true. And it's not a good feeling to know that you're being lied to by everyone, or that the world as you know it is pretty much a lie. It's a bad time. It's a bad world. You just have to find them. And you just have to realize who they are when you do find them and not let them go. I have some people like that in my life and I'm very happy for that. And this really is just one long rambling episode. I think we may be cutting it a little short tonight. Because once I start rambling, I get completely lost. And I've had a very tiring week, really. I do hope that everyone is having a wonderful weekend so far. And if anyone ever has something they need to speak about, if anyone ever has anything that they need to talk about, you can always call in on the show every Saturday night. You can find The Collective on Facebook. Leave a message, join, add a like. Someone is listening. Well, I think it's about time to give it a rest for tonight. Hopefully Magenta will be back with us next week. And I hope you all have a safe and happy rest of this weekend. Good night.